Now, here's an illustration of something called a Carnot cycle. It's the heat engine. It's the main process by which we transfer hot heat flow from hot to cold into mechanical work. It implies that there will be a waste. Again, there's nothing we can do about that. We can try and minimize it, but it is part of the process. Starting at the top here, we apply heat, and as we are applying the heat, we're letting the piston expand, and we're doing a bit of work, and we'll stop heating it and just let it expand a little bit more. We're doing some more work. Work would be the force or pressure moved against the distance, or volume. Then we'll cool it off now that we've expanded it, and now we're going to compress it with some sort of a pump or weight, okay? Get us back to where we were at the beginning. So the amount of work done is actually what's enclosed in that space, the shaded area. That's the amount of work that actually is useful work that's done. So it's turning some sort of a shaft, which will run a generator. Now we can increase that area by raising the hot temperature so that red line goes up, or we can lower the reject temperature, which would be the lake or the atmosphere, which will lower the blue curve. Okay, and that would separate the two lines, and you get more work done. So efficiency is directly related to one minus temperature cold over temperature hot is the maximum efficiency that you're going to get, which is the efficiency of a Carnot cycle. It's an ideal cycle. In actual fact, you get considerably less than that. So, given the kind of temperatures we have, around 265 degrees centigrade at the turbine entrance, and lake temperature of the order of 10 degrees centigrade or so, works out to be about 30-35% efficient. So, 70-75% of the energy is 65-70% of the energy is rejected into the lake as the thermal heat load, or into the atmosphere as the thermal heat load. If you're going to check those numbers, do the calculation yourself. 1 minus T cold over T hot. Don't forget to use absolute temperatures, so add 293 to change those centigrades into Kelvin.